High-speed train collision in Spain kills at least 21. US believes its power matters more than international law, UN chief tells BBC. Europe won't be blackmailed, Danish PM says in wake of Trump. Greenland threats, Syria agrees ceasefire with Kurdish-led forces after 2 weeks of clashes. Israel pushes back on Trump's picks for executives on Gaza. Board of Peace, factory explosion in China kills 2, injures 84. Chile declares state of catastrophe as wildfires leave at least 18 dead. Around 1,500 U.S. soldiers on standby for deployment to Minneapolis, officials say. Fears Iran's internet shutdown could lead to extreme digital isolation. 14 dead, dozens missing in massive Pakistan mall fire. Gangland killing at a funeral shocks idyllic French island. Avalanches kill 8 skiers in Austrian Alps. NASA's Mega Moon rocket arrives at launch pad for Artemis 2 mission. A deadly fire swept through a nightclub in just 90 seconds. I got out. I want to show the world what Africa is. YouTube star brings joy and tears on tour. Ugandan leader extends 40-year rule after winning contested poll. Iran's supreme leader acknowledges thousands killed during recent protests. Paracetamol is safe in pregnancy, says study refuting Trump autism claims. Japanese mayor apologizes after calling staff human scum. EU weighs response to Trump's tariff threat over Greenland. Faisal Islam, Trump's Greenland threats to allies are without parallel. My children were recruited in a trafficking scam. I joined a police hunt to find them. The finest in the world, why the US is buying icebreakers from Finland. Trump tests boundaries of his power as Minnesota pushes back young 40s. Gen Z has found a new way to mock millennials for their style in South Korea. From surge in patriotism to fewer US trips, Trump's impact on Canada. What a seventh term for 81-year-old leader means for Uganda. Big names on Trump's peace panel face huge challenges in Gaza. Man swims in flooded Sydney golf course after heavy rain. Watch, time-lapse shows NASA rockets 12-hour journey to launch pad. Why is there so much international interest in Greenland? Anger and frustration, BBC reports from Iranian-Armenian border. Who is Reza Pahlavi, the son of Iran's last Shah? Oil prices hold steady, with focus on Trump tariff threats over Greenland. Gold hits record high near $4,700 per ounce on Trump tariff threats over Greenland. Iran warns against any U.S. strike as judiciary hints at unrest-linked executions. Syrian forces advance deeper into the U.S.-backed Kurdish-controlled northeast. Syrian forces seize major oil, gas fields in eastern Syria, security sources say. What is the historical link between the copper and silver metals markets? BAFA says silver is vastly overvalued, but retail demand could lift it to $170. Exclusive, U.S. moving fast to expand Chevron's Venezuela license. Energy Secretary Wright tells Reuters White House seeks emergency power auction for largest U.S. electric grid. Tesla poised to be early winner as Canada opens door to Chinese-made EVs. Aegis hikes 2025 profit view by 23% on China tax change. AMS Osram announces partial repurchase of 2027 convertible bonds. Rivian appoints former executive Azam Akhtar as new CFO. Polypeptide reports 15.6% revenue growth for 2025. Confirms targets. Green Mobility forecasts 8 to 12% revenue growth for 2026. Wipro shares slump on Q3 earnings miss, weak Q4 outlook. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.94%. South Korea's KOSPI hits record high as Hyundai surges, chipmakers gain. Australia stocks lower at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 0.33%. China December new home prices fall again. Annual decline steepest in 5 months. China Q4 GDP rises slightly more than expected, meets 5% growth target in 2025. UK homes asking prices show record rise for time of year, Rightmove says. U.S. manufacturing production rises on primary metals surge, outlook unclear. Industrial production steady, outpaces forecasts.